Welcome to the Essential Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to your legend. My guest today is Riccardo Nucci from the Brunel University, London. He recently published an article entitled Influenced by the Lives of Others, Narratives of Role Modeling Throughout the Startup Process. He co-authored this paper with Ola Byrne and Dimo Dimov. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Riccardo, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for having me today.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
The origin of this paper lies in a combination of our research interests and observations. But in entrepreneurship, we often hear about how role models, whether iconic entrepreneurs like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, or even closer influences like family members or colleagues, they inspire people to start businesses. However, what intrigued us was what happened next. So how do these role models continue to influence entrepreneurs once they have taking the leap and they're navigating the ups and downs of starting a new ventures. And from our own practice, by engaging and talking to entrepreneurs, we noted that many of them talked about role models, not just as initial sparks, but as sources of learning that are ongoing and they provide reassurances and support. Yet, when we look at these at the existing literature, we found a gap. Most studies emphasized how role models affect the decision to become an entrepreneur, but there was very little focus on how role modeling unfolds after the decision and over the startup process. And this was surprising because starting a business is not a one-time decision. It's a process filled with challenges, with decisions, with personal growth, and the decision is only one of the first step in the entrepreneurial journey. So the central question we wanted to answer was how does the process of role modeling evolve throughout the startup journey? And in addressing these questions, we explored the attributes of role models and how they change at different stages. And we explored the mechanism, whether cognitive or emotional, through which role modeling actually occurs. And eventually the outcomes that this process produces for entrepreneurs as they navigate over the journey. So, in essence, we capture the stories of entrepreneurs and how they engage with their role models as they face the realities of building a business. And I think this is crucial because it highlights the relational and developmental nature of entrepreneurship, a journey that, we all know that it's rarely taken alone.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Our findings moved our understanding beyond the static view of role model as a pre-startup phenomenon, and instead they offer a richer process-oriented perspective on how role modeling shaped the entrepreneurial behavior and outcomes over time. So we first expand the understanding of role modeling in entrepreneurship. Existing research primarily focuses on how role models inspire the decision to become an entrepreneur. However, our paper demonstrates that role modeling is not just a pre-startup phenomenon. Instead, it's an ongoing process that continues to shape entrepreneurs throughout the journey. We identified different narratives, which we called taking the leap, learning the trade, and suiting the nerves. And these narratives, they show a change in the dimension of role modeling. They show how the attributes of role models, the mechanisms, and the resulting outcomes evolve over time. And this temporal view adds depth to how we conceptualize role modeling. And also, an important contribution of our findings is to distinguish between vocational outcomes and therapeutic outcomes of role modeling. So existing studies focus on role models as a source of inspiration and learning for entrepreneurs. Our studies go beyond this by exploring what happens after this, after the decision is made. And indeed, we found that role modeling produces vocational outcomes, which are professionally oriented, and they're, you know, linked to acquiring skills and knowledge necessary to manage a business. And this aligns with the developmental effects of role models, as highlighted by previous research. However, we also uncover therapeutic outcomes, which are more personal and more emotional. And these outcomes help entrepreneurs to normalize and overcome their fears. And, you know, they build confidence and resilience as they face the uncertainties and setbacks of starting a new business. And interestingly, these therapeutic outcomes become more important and prominent after the decision to start the business. When entrepreneurs are engaging with the startup activities, for example, when they are launching the product and they start to doubt about whether people will buy their product or not, or when they are seeking funds and they are scared of not getting people interested in investing in their venture.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
For us, methodologically, we needed an instrument that helped us to explore in depth the various aspects of role modeling, but also to consider the temporal dimension. And we did so by combining a narrative approach with grounded theory. So each method has its strengths, but also, you know, integrating them required a careful consideration to ensure that they complemented each other effectively. And so on one end, the grounded theory approach allowed us to collect rich and detailed accounts from entrepreneurs about the complexities of their role models. And this was invaluable for exploring the, you know, the details, the nuances of how role models influence entrepreneurs on a personal and professional level. But on the other hand, we needed a way to systematically analyze how these processes evolved over time and how, and so the narrative approach provided the tools to, you know, to systematically identify patterns and emergent themes within the entrepreneur's accounts. So we were able to build a theoretical model that accounted for temporal changes, and this allowed us to move beyond the individual stories and to uncover the broader and recurring dynamics across the startup process. So I think that the challenge was in balancing these two approaches. So maintaining the richness of the narrative data while applying the structured analytical rigor of the grounded theory approach. But by combining them, we were able to explore, you know, how entrepreneurs, you know, the entrepreneur's experiences in depth while also capturing the temporal sequences.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
I think that the biggest surprise during our research came from uncovering the role of projection and empathy in role modeling. So initially, we expected entrepreneurs to focus on tangible successes and or skills of their role models, you know, the things they observed, like you know, business acumen, decision made, or, you know, visible achievements that could be emulated and taken as example. But what we found was a deeper, more emotional connection at play, which we termed projection empathization. And this process involved entrepreneurs not just observing their role models, but actively imagining themselves into the role models, into the role model situation, and empathizing with their experiences, like they mentally step into the shoes of their role models. So entrepreneurs seeing themselves navigating similar challenges and achieving similar successes. And what was particularly surprising, however, is that this wasn't limited to the success observed, but entrepreneurs, they made up their role models. So certain attributes sometimes were the results of mental projection based on entrepreneurs' very own concerns and fears. And this, of course, allowed entrepreneurs not only to learn from role models they had direct interactions with, but it also extended the this to distant and more iconic figures, where they had no idea what was going on with the role model's life. And because, of course, you know, scarcity of information facilitated the projection of these attributes. So basically, in order to manage their own fears, entrepreneurs actively imagine their role models having faced and overcome challenges related to their own fears. And of course, despite not knowing actually the details for certain. And throughout the consequent empathizing with such projections, the entrepreneurs, they normalize their fears and increase their confidence to overcome the difficulties. And this is interesting and surprising because it implies that entrepreneurial role models, rather than fixed, are dynamic and context-bound social construction that entrepreneurs build to meet their own learning needs at the different stages of the startup process.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
For entrepreneurs, one key takeaway is the importance of actively seeking diverse role models at different stages of the startup journey. So role models aren't just a source of, you know, an initial inspiration before the start of the business, but they can also be invaluable sources of learning and new skills while navigating the challenges, and they help building emotional resilience as the entrepreneur progresses. And entrepreneurs should also recognize that role modeling isn't just about finding a perfect example. And instead, it's about actively and selectively learning from different people who embody the skills and the values and the approaches that entrepreneurs aspire to achieve and develop. Whereas for educators, you know, working with students or entrepreneurs, our finding emphasized the need to design education and training programs that cater to the evolving needs of the audience. So early stage entrepreneurs might benefit from exposure to successful role models who inspire them to take the leap. While, you know, those entrepreneurs in the middle of the startup, they require role models who can provide specific skill set of strategies. And beyond that, you know, entrepreneurs often need role models who can help them to normalize fears and provides emotional support during stressful periods. So tailoring you know, guest speaker and programs to address these diverse needs can enhance the impact and help students and entrepreneurs. And finally, our findings highlights, you know, they suggest that the role of empathy in learning from role models is often overlooked, but it's incredibly powerful. So practitioners can, you know, we as educators can encourage students and entrepreneurs not only to observe role models that have achieved success, but also to reflect on how these role models navigated those challenges. And this empathic connection helps you know, future entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs to build confidence and resilience to navigate the challenges and obstacles that they will encounter throughout the startup journey.
Thanks a lot, Ricardo, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Influenced by Leads of Others, Narratives of Role Modeling Throughout the Startup Process. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.